The rubber game of the weekend series in Houston, the Astros and Yankees. This is the picture we've been waiting for. Altuve and Judge side by side. In the second inning, there's no score. Marwin Gonzalez, he's been huge this season for Houston.
Marwin sends one to left towards the Crawford. Box is gone. Marwin Gonzalez, home run number 14 on the year, and the Astros lead 2-0.
Here's the 0-1. And that's ripped down the right field line, and it is fair and headed for the corner. Gurriel around third, he'll score easily. Redick into second with an RBI double, 3-0 Astros.
The pitch, and that's rifled down the third baseline. That's a base hit. Gurriel scores. Aoki, he scores. Two-run double for Correa. It's a 5-0 ball game.
Altuve goes, 0-2, grounded sharply up the middle and into center field. Scoring easily is Springer. Third RBI of the day for Carlos Correa. And the Astros lead is 6-0.
Here comes the 1-2 to the Cobra. This one's lifted to left. This one's got a chance. This one is out of here. Gurriel, two-run shot. And the Cobra strikes again.
The Astros take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees after an 8-1 final on Sunday. They've won 5 of the 7 games in the season series. They hit a season-high 7 doubles. The Astros win the series from the Yankees, taking Sunday's game 8-1. Mike Fiers, though, started. He had a short start. Afterwards, here's manager A.J. Hinch with the explanation.
You know, obviously a 4-inning start is not what he came in for or what he was hoping for at the start of the day. And then the way he got there, he just had to battle the entire game every inning. And I don't think he pitched poorly as much as I think he just had high pitch totals and long at-bats and obviously a few too many walks, a lot of strikeouts. And you look up and I would, you know, by the way the runners were on base all the time and the counts he was in, you wouldn't think he'd have 4 scoreless. So, put a little bit of burden on the bullpen again, but you know, all in all, I think we just get to the next start for Mike. He's definitely earned the you know, the last month and a half or so, he's carried a lot of the starting rotation. So happy to get out of there with just 4 scoreless based on how many runners were on base.
What about the job your bullpen?
Yeah, no, I mean it's a story that's, you know, we've asked them to do a lot and pitch a lot of innings, and they continue to battle and you know, obviously coming in, Davinsky in the middle of the game against the top of their order was a little bit of a statement for us, just to keep the game exactly where it was. There'd been so much traffic on the bases, so much action. You know, we broke through in the bottom of the fourth, had a 5-run lead, but having Davinsky come in after that 5-run lead really did give us a boost of getting to later in the game.
Are you starting to get maybe a little bit concerned about the bullpen's usage?
Starting to? I think it's, I mean, I'm always concerned about these guys. It's tough. I mean, I'm trying to give them as much gap in their workload as you can, you know. But it's tough on them. You know, we've got the All-Star break coming up. I told them they're all gonna get 4 days off, or at least most of them. I think so. It's nice to have that break come at this time. Obviously, as the season progresses, we're gonna need more innings out of the rotation, and we'll get it as we get healthier. But I'm not as concerned about their usage because of the gaps I'm giving them in rest time. And some of those games are why you're seeing some guys pitch out of their normal roles, or some of the younger guys are going to have to step up and absorb an inning that they're not used to. But these guys are taking great care of themselves. They're mentally tough enough to do it. I'm juggling it the best I can to keep them out of the fatigue area, but it's a lot of innings.
What asset do you think it is to have a guy like Yuli batting 7th or 8th in
the Yeah. When he's swinging the bat like he has recently, it's pretty scary to have that good a hitter that low in the order. You know, he's dangerous, and when he gets hot, as we can see, he can put some you know, some really good swings on balls, and it rolls it back through. And just when you get past Yuli, it's rolling back to George and Redick and Altuve. So it's a great advantage for us, is you don't have an inning where you can breathe as a pitcher when you face us, and I think we're demonstrating that all, and time and time again, that sometimes I feel like I could really, you know, flip guys around and put other guys at the bottom of the order, and it we wouldn't miss a beat. But, you know, Yuli's a pretty good player and a pretty good hitter. And when he gets going like this, our lineup is really tough.
Carlos, you talk about Davinsky and coming in after Fires had struggled. Mm-hmm. Davinsky came in and it seemed like he had an attitude of confidence that I'm going to shut this thing down. Mm-hmm. Just kind of speak to that mindset.
No, he's got a tremendous mindset every time he gets up. You know, I actually got him up in the third inning, and so he was ready to go. And he's from the moment the phone rings and we tell him to get up, he is intense and ready to go. He's prepared. He prepares his body. He's in attack mode from the very beginning. You'll see he never avoids a strike zone. It's an approach that works, and it's part of his edge that he brings to the field every day with him is attacking the hitter. So I think as we've gotten to know Chris Devinsky over the last couple of years, I haven't seen him ever come into a game not ready. And that mindset, that approach, that competitiveness is why he's so good. I mean, being Carlos Correa helps. I mean, he's really good. But I think it's just getting good pitches to hit. He can cover everything. When he's pulling the ball down the line, getting a base hit to right, he just missed another double down the right field line. I mean, he's tough to pitch to. He's tough to defend. He's gotten really good at being productive and driving in runs and having big at-bats and big moments. So, you know, I want to remind everybody in this room, he's really young. And he's doing exceptional things, and we're watching a player evolve that's pretty special, and we all need to appreciate.
Bauerwin had a 14. This is his 14th home run. Mm-hmm. It's a career high for him. What's made him so impactful this season?
Strike zone judgment has been that improvement in the strike zone has been quantum leaps forward for him offensively, getting good pitches to hit. I know that sounds overly simplified, but. Getting good pitches to hit. He's got a good swing. He's dangerous. He's using the whole field a lot better. But being able to pitch recognition, being able to see the ball, being able to get a good pitch to hit, being patient. I think he also has drawn a few walks, you know, maybe as much as he ever has. So being an all-around hitter as opposed to just an ambush, try to hit early in the count, has created some good counts and gotten him to good habits. And he's put a lot of work in it. I think he's a smarter hitter today than he was, you know, over the last couple seasons, and the production's come with it.
Has his work at the plate kind of made him an everyday player now?
I mean, he's sort of an everyday. I mean, he's been an everyday player from an at-bat standpoint for a while now. I think every year that I've been here, we've come in with people asking me questions about, you know, where am I going to get Marwin Gonzalez at-bats? And every year, Either by his own doing or underperformance by somebody different, injuries, he's the equivalent of an everyday player. Don't be confused by the fact he brings five gloves to the field with him that he's not playing somewhere.
AJ, being 29 over 500 and having a 14-game lead, is there any challenge for you to keep them hungry, keep them focused, or is that just the nature of your guys?
So I think, you know, I've gotten asked that question a couple times, and I don't think it's hard when you're around our team. I think when you come to the ballpark with this group, special group of guys, they're not satisfied. They're not satisfied. Whether I say something or not, they're not satisfied. They're internally motivated. And I watch by the way they play. I appreciate their preparation. It's something I told them today. You know, they have so many elite qualities about themselves as a group that I have zero concern that – if anything, I have the concern is just the repetition and the grind of the season wearing these guys down. As far as motivation, just watch us play, and we will demonstrate that we're going to play every day to win.
So it's just a joy to be around.
Great team to be around. I mean, obviously, we've got a long season ahead still, and it's easy to kind of to push things forward when we have some things going that we have. But I don't think there's a guy in the clubhouse that doesn't love coming to the ballpark. Maybe come, you know, a little earlier than they expect. They stay a little later with each other. They're around each other all the time, coaches included.
You talk about the bullpen picking up the burden, but what that also comes up with is that you haven't had a starter since Byers 3 starts ago, go through 6 innings. You know, like, what kind of situation does it put the entire team in when the starting pitching is, you know, unpredictable?
Well, we had 9 relievers in the bullpen today, so like we're demonstrating that we need as many arms as we can. And you know, to be honest with you, it's not something that we're going to sustain. And the starting pitchers are going to – one of these days you guys are going to ask me a question of, when are you going to get a guy work? He hasn't pitched in five days or 6 days. And that – it's just the way baseball works when one part of your team, you know, is struggling or is grinding, the other side has to pick it up. So that goes for offense, defense. It goes for the pitching staff as well. So it is what it is. I mean, we're trying to win every game. Sometimes I got to make early decisions. There's going to be some games here coming soon that that these guys get a little bit deeper in the game. We just got to wait for it a little bit.
Are there things that manager or staff can do to change that in any way? I mean, it seems from the perspective of somebody that's not on this team, you look at a guy like Fires.
Well, we're not helpless. We're coaches, so we're trying to find ways to incorporate that. We're instilling some confidence. We're going to focus on the positive. I don't walk in that room and tell them you're not doing your job. I'm just going to keep encouraging, keep putting them in a position to be successful, and the players will respond.
Overall, drop Friday's game the way you did and win two straight against a pretty good team.
Yeah. It's a couple series where we've lost the first game of the series. Seattle was another one. Then we come back and win the series the hard way, getting the last two games. Same against these guys. We play every game, and I know you guys are probably tired of me saying it. We're going to play every game, and we're going to play hard, and we're going to win a lot of series, and we're going to win a lot of games. What order they come in is irrelevant to me. I just want to win.
You talk about the All-Star break coming at a good time for the pitchers. Does it help also?
For the manager, too, just so you know.
I was going to say that. How the whole team in general?
No, it is. I mean, this is a long season, and we're halfway there, a little over halfway there, and you know, we have aspirations that are deep into the playoffs as well. So, you know, we need rest. I mean, it's whether it's two innings for Altuve and Springer today, whether it's a 4-day break for part of our team. There's going to be a couple guys that don't have those days off, a rest day for Springer or Correa when everyone wants to see him play. It's a long year. We'll manage it, and we've signed up for it. But you know, we're not going to give up on the next six games either. We haven't finished well in the 2 years that I've been here, so I don't want to talk about the break too much and look forward to the break too much. We got six games to win.
For the second straight day, three more hits for Yuli Gurriel. Here's Gurriel on his last two big games against the Yankees.
I'm very contento. Lo principal es la victoria, ¿no? El equipo. Y de verdad que me siento bien satisfecho por ayudar al equipo y haber contribuido con estas dos victorias.
I'm really happy. I just feel really good because I'll be able to help the team to win ball games. So I'm just happy to come here and produce and help the team to win ball games.
You've been producing more than just these two games. You've had a really good month. Why have you been able to see the ball so well at the plate?
Que tú has bateado bien todo el mes completo, no solamente todos los juegos que ha sido el cambio significativo que has hecho para yo al batearlo.
Bueno, me he ido adaptando poco a poco. Ya he visto ya varios lanzadores y prácticamente por segunda vez, así que me siento un poco más cómodo ahora ya.
I'm really adjusting myself to the league. You know, I have seen those pitchers now for, you know, second time through the season, and you know, more games that I've been playing, so I feel much better right now through the season, seeing the league more.
Sometimes we forget that you're still adjusting to the league, still a rookie, but I know conditioning was big for you. How do you feel physically playing every day like you do?
Sigue acostumbrando a la liga y eso, y físicamente, ¿cómo te sientes?
Es bien duro, pero bueno, he tratado de hacer mi propia rutina, varias cosas que le he preguntado a varios peloteros como Beltrán, que tiene mucha experiencia aquí, y me ha ayudado para día a día poder hacer mi rutina, para no cansarme.
It's really hard, you know, I have to work out, you know, every day. I'm trying to ask Carlos Beltran, a veteran guy, how he prepared before the game during the whole year. So it's been really hard, but, you know, I'm getting ready, I'm getting prepared to be able to play, you know, every day.
The Astros get Monday off before heading to Atlanta for two, starting on Tuesday.